Hey there, and welcome. This is Jill Foster in Washington, D.C. Hope you are doing absolutely fantastic. And big welcome to you to the podcast 5 Minute Stories, where the pure love of super short storytelling drives the show. Today's little storytelling ditty was inspired by a favorite place in Washington, D.C., a favorite hotel downtown. Our story begins. Well, check-in at the Willard Hotel tonight was easy enough. It's late, and it's time for bed. My mind feels tight and sleepless, though. 2 cups of chamomile tea went down like herbal silk, but failed to give my eyelids any weight. There's something about the hotel tonight that keeps me awake and my mind in a wrestle. So downstairs to the lobby I go, hoping its leisurely feel will aid these mental knots. A light green puff of huge sofas near the fireplace looks quaint, still, and perfect. I settle in a few cushions and begin to meditate. And breathe in deep. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Wow, I gotta dry clean my suit tomorrow. Focus, damn it, focus! My school marm voice screams inside my head. Then that's when I hear an old but measured voice say aloud, "Excuse me, but should such profane tongue occupy a lady's speech?" My eyes hiccup open. I'm freaked out that A, I had apparently cussed out loud while meditating, and B, that some sleepless guy wised off about it. "Look, mister," I say, "sorry to get the potty mouth, but my brain won't relax. I'm irritated, all right?" Just then, the male figure at that point sifts into better view. He's of lanky stature, wearing a black suit. A slim black beard anchors his bony face. The man's narrow eyes look straight into mine with a studied glare, but with zero airs of threat. He looks calm and sports quite the angled chin. He wears a stately black top hat. His whole presence conveys an odd degree of authority. My eyes narrow. His eyes narrow. We sit there in eye lock. It's like President Abe Lincoln is staring me down. "Sir, you really look a lot like President Abe Lincoln," I say, trying to suppress a grin. The man stays silent for a second. He continues to hold my gaze. He says, "I am indeed that very president, and no one calls me Abe. Mr. President will suffice." A full-on smirk invades my face at this point. I love it. It's been a while since encountering such a playful confidence in a stranger. "Hey, Mr. President," I say with a gesture of air quotes while my right eye winks. "Why can't you sleep? Your hotel bed not presidential enough?" Then he sits there, observing with impressive certainty. So I stare, he stares, then he says,
"I empathize with your doubt. You deliver it with a noted attempt at wit. The truth remains, though, I am a living ghost, a noble floater of this hotel. I am a phantom of history, if you will, the 16th president of the United States."
He stares. I stare back. He says,
"Your mind seems to be in combat, keeping your rest beyond reach. Am I right, young lady?"
I feel my brow crunch to process 2 reactions. First, A part of me wants to play up this guy's strange Lincoln fixation. I mean, that'd be fun, right? But another part of me wants some hotel employee to help Mr. Lincoln Schlinken find his room so I can meditate and be left alone. Yep, I admit, though. It's a bad night for sleep, I suppose.
Well, then, there's only one thing that calms my mind when in such a tangle,
Mr. Lincoln Ghost says.
I'll take you there now, if you can endure a short walk.
Sure, I say with waning self-assurance, a common mark, you know, of the sleepless.
Then let us walk, Mr. Lincoln says, and I follow him.
We stroll a long corridor lined with velvet carpets and small dining nooks. Mr. Lincoln Ghost veers left down a shorter hallway. He then opens a tall oak door, stops, and peers down to meet my questioning face.
Just listen, he says.
Then gradually I hear an echo of faint voices. They sound like a faraway choir chiming a tune of misty words. Then the voices grow more defined, more synchronized, and enchanted. I look up now at Mr. Lincoln Ghost, who seems so intent and so hopeful. He says,
It's my favorite choir, you see. They performed at my second inauguration.
I'm so surprised, and I ask back in a perplexed and stern whisper, But doesn't that defy logic to be a talented choir rehearsing after midnight in a 5-star hotel? And then my strange late-night tour guide, also known as Mr. Lincoln Ghost, smiles with a knowing, that type of knowing which only the greatest of the greats seem to achieve. And he says,
They sing hope to all those wayward and adrift. Why should we, mere sleepless hotel guests, even question such a hallowed gesture.
You know, his faith was enough to relax any sleepless mind, including mine. That's the thought that led me to slumber, I suppose, which then led to morning, which now shines through the curtains of my private room upstairs. My mind humming the tune of a familiar but distant chorus. That's our story for today. Thanks so much for joining in the fun. It's titled Hotel After Midnight, inspired by the incredible and historical Willard Hotel here in town. It's just been a pleasure, and this is Jill Foster in Washington, hoping your next slice of storytelling fun is right around the corner.